With the ice still melting on the ground from the most recent bout of winter weather, it is hard to imagine that one would want to intentionally immerse oneself into temperatures well below zero. However, the effects of sub-zero temperatures on the body are, according to some, very beneficial. In January, NWA Cryotherapy opened on College Avenue in Fayetteville. I kept seeing a sign marking the new business. It's blue with the logo of a polar bear on an iceberg, but I couldn't imagine what it was. Cryotherapy is the localized or whole body exposure to sub-zero temperatures in order to decrease inflammation, increase cellular survival, decrease pain and spasms, and promote overall health. Angela Dietz is an avid runner and fitness enthusiast. She began using cryotherapy for her own aches and pains. After moving to the area for her husband's job, he's a trainer for the Razorback basketball team, Dietz wondered why there wasn't a cryotherapy business here.
Why is there not one in Fayetteville? This is a big city. There's lots of active people. Why don't we have one? I didn't really think it was something that I would do so soon. But the more I thought about it, I kept thinking, I don't know. I don't know why. Why isn't there one? And so here we are.
The closest cryo businesses to the area are Tulsa and Dallas. A cryo machine is a large chamber that clients step into and are then blasted with nitrogen, the chamber reaching temperatures of negative 275 degrees. More on the process in a bit. The way the machine works is that it puts the body in a stressful situation that the body then has to overcome. Dietz likens it to a fight or flight situation.
It's not really the cold that's healing you, it's your reaction to the cold. The chamber is so cold so quickly that your body decides, okay, arms and legs are probably not going to make it. So your body runs on an internal circulatory system. So instead of the blood traveling to your feet and back to your heart to get oxygenated, it's staying in the trunk. And so that blood is going to the heart three times faster than it would on a regular circulatory lap. For 3 minutes, your arms and your legs have a vasoconstriction, so the blood stays on an internal circulatory system. After the 3 minutes, those veins, those vessels, go ahead and release that rush of super oxygenated blood, because it's gone to your heart multiple times, super oxygenated, and it flushes the joints, is what it was initially for rheumatoid arthritis.
Whole body cryotherapy was developed in 1978 in Japan to treat rheumatoid arthritis. The practice has only been in the United States for about 10 years. For those with chronic pain, it provides a natural analgesic, relieving pain symptoms for up to 8 hours. In recent years, it has become popular with professional athletes, many using it post-workouts, games, and competitions because of the way it works for muscle recovery and with injuries. Dietz describes a situation with a torn ACL, an anterior cruciate ligament, a common injury with many athletes. Often, a surgeon cannot operate until the swelling goes down, which can take up to 3 weeks. Daily use of the cryo machine can reduce this time to just a week or a week and a half. Dietz sees many athletes, from professional baseball to the Ladyback basketball team to track stars. Wallace Spearman is a customer. Spearman is a Fayetteville native and former Razorback track and field runner. He has run for 2 U.S. Olympic teams, 4 world championship teams, and is now a member of Team USA. When he returns home or to run in races such as the recent Tyson Invitational, in which he ran the 200-meter dash in 20.51 seconds, he uses the machine at NWA Cryotherapy. He uses it at least once a week, twice if he has a race. He describes a typical week of practices. He leaves his house at about 9 a.m. and returns around 6 p.m.
I have practice at 9:30 weight room. So it was Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays our prime lifting day. And Tuesdays and Thursdays, we do correctional exercises. A lot of the stuff that I've been doing wrong for the last, 10 years, he's kind of trying to correct because I had some injuries. So a lot of that stuff helps. And then we go straight from there to rehab. I work with the U of A training room, some of their athletic trainers. And I'm in there for about another hour. Then I have about an hour off. Then I go to the track. And then back to the training room and back to rehab and then home.
He says the day prior's practice left him sleepy and throwing up due to the strenuousness. Practice takes quite a toll on his body. As he ages, Spearman can tell that his recovery time is getting longer. That's where cryotherapy comes in. He found it about 2 years ago when he was living in Dallas. though it doesn't necessarily work miracles. He says it definitely relieves some soreness.
You feel like you're not tired and you're not sore. You're still tired. Your muscles are still tired. You use them. But that feeling of the soreness goes away from me, and that's kind of why I use it, why I like to use it. It seems like it speeds up recovery.
Just using it once a week, he says he turns around and damages his body again the next day. But for the average person, these benefits would last longer. He has noticed the effects on an old injury.
I had chronic Achilles tendinopathy, and every day was kind of a challenge. Even when I woke up, my Achilles was just sore. It was painful. And I felt a lot of relief from using the cryo chamber.
Spearman says that as a track and field athlete, he feels like a guinea pig when it comes to sports medicine, trying everything from hydrobaric chambers to a complex machine and the traditional ice bath. He says he likes a spin in a cryo chamber way more than an ice bath, which is submerging body parts into icy water. According to Angela Dietz, an ice bath only gets to about 40 degrees, as opposed to more than 200 degrees below zero. And because of the prolonged time you're in the ice, body fluids are actually coagulating. It's like putting meat into a freezer.
So instead of having that fast movement of fluid like you would want to alleviate the swelling, to release the lactic acid, the ice bath is actually going to coagulate those fluids. So, and then, you know, of course, the other things, you're in an ice bath, anytime you're in a pool of water that other humans have been in, you increase your risk of infections if you've got a cut, MRSA, staph, all those things.
The cryo machine uses nitrogen to cool the chamber and the body. Dietz gets large tanks of the gas from a local chemical company. The chamber is in one of three rooms the business occupies inside a brown brick business complex. The hissing tanks hidden behind a screen next to the large chamber. The chamber is a padded tube with a platform at the bottom. It raises so that the client's head sticks out of the chamber during a treatment. The machine has a large digital thermometer that, before cooling, reads about negative 5 degrees. Though it was a brisk 19 degrees on the day of my visit, I decided to give it a spin. Because the nitrogen comes out one side, you slowly turn yourself so as not to get hit in the same spot repeatedly. Dietz begins by taking my blood pressure. It cannot be above 170 because the machine will raise it by a few points. But I was good to go. She grabs a pair of calf-high furry house boots and...
Okay, these are the boots. You're going to wear these boots. And then these are clean, dry socks. Any moisture on your feet could be dangerous, so you need to be completely dry with your socks. So you're gonna put on the socks, and you're going to put on the boots, and then I have gloves for you.
Dietz leaves the room, allowing me to undress down to my undies. No underwire allowed, ladies. I had also been instructed to remove my heavy metal necklace. I climb into the chamber and push a doorbell button that rings in the lobby, notifying Dietz that I am ready.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start it.
All right.
And then lift you up.
Definitely a little nervous.
I can see.
Because I'm new, she starts me at 2 minutes, but the typical length of a treatment is 3. She turns on the radio that is built into the machine to act as a distraction. 3 minutes can be a long time when you're standing in negative 245 degree temperatures.
And then with 5 seconds remaining, you'll hear just a beep, and it'll start lowering you down, and then you can just get out, which is right now.
Okay. Wow.
See, you're finished. 3 minutes goes fast.
Oh, it does.
I wound up making it the entire 3 minutes. It was cold, but it wasn't that cold. I had a tingling feeling as I put my clothes back on, almost a warm, burning feeling. I exercise regularly, but didn't necessarily have any soreness to heal. Though I had just eaten lunch, I was starving after my treatment. Clients burn anywhere from 500 to 800 calories in the 3 minutes, because the body is working so hard to try and warm up. A few clients come for these weight loss benefits. Another bonus side effect is a good night's rest. One of Dietz's clients has stopped taking Ambien on a regular basis. Because the cryo machine freezes the skin half a millimeter deep, collagen has a chance to reproduce, providing youthful effects for some. In addition to cryotherapy, NWA Cryotherapy also offers altitude training for athletes and recovery pump machines. For more information, visit nwacryotherapy.com. This is Ozarks at Large.